Test 66, Section 2, Question 2. This one's about the museum curator, and we're looking for an assumption required by the argument. So we break down the argument, and the conclusion is that we conclude that far from being a toy, this hippopotamus was a religious object, so that the hippo was a religious object. Now, the evidence that they give for that is basically, you know, a collection includes a hippopotamus that looks like a toy. It was discovered in a tomb upside down with its legs broken off. Okay, so we know that the ancient Egyptians believed the dead had to wage an eternal war with beasts. Breaking their legs off, a representation of the animal was thought to help a deceased person in this war. Therefore, it's not a toy, it was a religious object. Now, in this case, it's a decent argument. It does give some evidence in favor of that, because it's saying, well, yeah, I mean, the legs were broken off this thing, and it was upside down. So that could be the, you know, the reason why they did it. If they say breaking off the legs was a way to kind of help you in this war, then that would help this argument. But it's also not perfect. There are some little gaps here. And so I said, well, let's take a look. We're assuming that the legs, you know, that was why the legs were broken off, that it wasn't just a child's tomb and the thing fell or something like that. So the tomb in which the hippopotamus was found was not the tomb of a child. Now, this one's tempting, but we don't have to assume it wasn't a child, because even if it was a child, it could still have been a religious object. Earthenware figures were never used as children's toys. Problem with this is it's too strong. We don't have to assume that they never were. We just have to assume that this hippopotamus wasn't. The tomb in which the hippopotamus was found was not re-entered from the time of burial until archaeologists opened it. Well, that would be helpful again, but we don't have to assume no one went in. So then D, the hippopotamus legs were not broken off through some natural occurrence after it was placed in the tomb. This actually brings in a lot of the ideas, or kind of the same idea as C, but it's much more targeted and limited to the scope of what we have to assume here. That's true. We do have to assume, if we're saying that it's a religious object because the legs were broken off, we're assuming someone did that intentionally, not that it was just a natural process. And so therefore, answer choice D looks really good. If we make that false, the legs were broken off through a natural occurrence after it was placed in the tomb, now all of a sudden we have no evidence at all that it was a religious object, because the legs being broken off and is not something that was intentional. It just kind of happened through like a earthquake or something. And then the hippopotamus was originally placed upside down in the tomb. Well, this is a little tricky, because it doesn't have to assume that it was originally placed upside down. We just know that it was found that way. And so the upside down wasn't the critical part. It was the legs being broken off that were the critical part. And so therefore, answer choice D is our correct one.